Hi, today we are going to talk about five types of fatigue that aren't talked about enough. I know a lot of us are going through a lot of just emotional drain, and so today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that. So stay tuned. Five types of fatigue that aren't talked about enough. The first is helper fatigue. This is from pouring all of your effort and energy into others while leaving none for yourself. This is something that is huge that I had suffered from for a very long time. I wasn't getting filled back up. I was giving too much and was not taking time to rejuvenate. And that does not lead to good service, let me tell you. Another is depression fatigue. Depression fatigue, again, is something that I have dealt with. I think I've dealt with all of these, actually. Depression fatigue is from fighting off and carrying the weight of negative, intrusive thoughts and just really having to battle those inner demons. That is a very, very, very tiring. So just be aware of that. Another is future fatigue. And this is actually spending too much time actually working towards the future goal that you are not living in the present. This is where you just are constantly doing, and you never actually celebrate your successes, which are incredibly important. I suffer from that, but not as bad. Not as bad. I do, though. The other is anxiety fatigue. Okay, again, this is one that I deal with. And this is from being consistent, that fight or flight mode, and never being able to let your guard down. Now, this is something that absolutely is what I had lived in for the last 7 years. Being in the job that I was in, I was reactive, constantly changing, and I had to be malleable. You never knew what was going to happen. You never knew how everything was going to turn out. You just always had to hope for the best. So the level of anxiety that I dealt with was huge. So that is a big amount of, it's actually called anxiety fatigue. Another is called compassion fatigue. This is actually from absorbing others' emotions. So a lot of empaths deal with this. This is even when you're actually listening to the news, a lot of the compassion fatigue you can get from watching things on TV and not even realizing that your entire body is just one ball of like pressure, anxiety, nerves. Like you're contracting your muscles when you watch TV and news that you don't even realize. In fact, that's one thing I will task all of you, and I'm going to leave you with this. I just really want to carry the awareness of the different types of fatigue, that it's not just physical. In fact, most of the fatigue that we are dealing with in these times during this crazy emotional transition is we are dealing with emotional fatigue, and not being able to recognize that they're valid is something that can be detrimental to our self-care. So this podcast is to raise awareness of the different types of fatigue, to understand that they are valid, they are real, and they should be addressed so that we can continue making the world a better place. The mental well-being of the human race is actually going to be the make or break of everything. It's all about the attitude, right? It's the attitude, the gratitude, it's all of that, and being able to look at things in a positive way. And when you are feeling five types of fatigue that we're not talking about, you're feeling a little lost and feeling a little disconnected. So I'm hoping that you were able to get a little bit of validation. Some of these, when you're doing helping fatigue, bottom line to all of these is taking time for yourself, recognizing the things that you need and giving you boundaries to protect you. This is about you. It's not about giving all that you can to everybody else and leaving you with nothing. This is supposed to be an actual exchange. It is a beneficial exchange if lived properly. So Energy with Shea Rizzo, Rebecca Rizzo with the red hair. I am coming to you from the beautiful Coachella Valley, and I am talking to you about the five types of fatigue. Thanks so much for tuning in. Please subscribe, like, find me on YouTube, my podcast, share this with others. This is all about how I find the different tools, perspectives, people, products, places that will continue to raise my vibe, even during lockdown, during all these crazy times, during menopause, during life transitions, all of that stuff. And I'm here to tell you, I feel better than I've ever felt in my entire life. And I feel like I know less than I've ever known about anything going on, but more all at the same time. Love, light, many blessings. You're not alone, and you are enough. I'm proud of you. Bye now.